Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back. It's the Junkies 25th Anniversary Podcast presented by PenFed Credit Union. Whether you're in uniform or not, you can apply today at PenFed.org. Every week throughout the year, we're going to look back at some of our favorite moments in Junkies history. Podcasts are released after the morning show on Thursdays. It's JP Cakes, EB, and Bish. And today, we're talking about one of Mrs. Bickle's greatest moments on the show. EB, I don't know how long we've been having your mom on the show, but we started having her on just kind of as a voice of reason, I would say.
I don't know, or voice of reason, or just someone that would dress us down. You know, we used to push the envelope a lot more, obviously, in the early years. I remember driving in. Jason and I commuted, actually, together for a year or two there when we first started. And I remember saying,
on the weekends.
Yeah, we would say, what can we do to just totally push the envelope today? Yeah. And, you know, that's how we kind of started.
We say that today, too.
Well, not as
much. Every
single day. Not as much. And so, you know, the show used to be a lot racier. Guy Talk Radio was bigger back then. And, you know, our parents... I think I can speak for all of them. Our parents at times would, you know, be a little bit embarrassed maybe by some of our topics. And mom was always sort of willing to come on the air, maybe more so than your guys' parents.
Oh, yeah. My mom never wanted to be on the show. But she would say, why do you have to call women the B word?
Yeah.
That was her big thing.
Yeah. And it's embarrassing when you look back on it.
Your mom actually wrote us a letter. Like back in 1997 after we had Jenna Jameson on the show.
Right.
So she always would kind of – the thing about it that I always found interesting about your mom is she listens pretty religiously. And I'm always like – I was always like, maybe you just shouldn't listen. The show's not really targeted.
Oh, I told her
you.
That a million times. Yeah. But you could say
she
that –
she can't help herself. The jokes are too silly for her not to listen.
Well, I mean, she's interested in what her son's doing and what her son's friends are doing. And so I get it. And, you know, listen – I think we all admit there's stuff that we did back in the day you wouldn't do today. It's kind of cringy. But that was the moment. It was a moment in time. It was different. And, you know, there was one incident I know that we're going to play today where I guess we had a virgin. I vaguely remember this, where we had a virgin who was selling her virginity. And I think the bidding had gotten up to maybe close to $4 million.
Thirsty guys.
And
the guys are just the worst.
I wonder
if it was
collected.
Nowadays in the world of Venmo.
Oh, yeah.
This was like Craigslist days.
Yeah. But first of all, why is someone so interested in someone's virginity? Wouldn't you rather have an experienced woman at this point in your life?
Oh, it's
sure
a conquest,
that's the
case
of the lot, but it's some guys are into that.
That's what they want? You want some girl that has no idea what she's doing?
I guess.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
It's like landing on the moon, EB. It's a
I
big
guess.
Accomplishment.
It's a new exploration.
I'd rather do that than land on the moon. Landing on the moon is way overrated.
Do you want a brand spanking new? You want a brand spanking new car? Or you want a used car?
I would want one maybe broken in a little bit.
I wouldn't.
Yeah. Well, that's just me.
I want it clean as a whistle.
Right.
Never been touched.
All right. So we had this woman on the show.
So you're in on that. Okay.
So we had this woman on the show who was offering her virginity for money, and a ton of money was coming in, and Mrs. Bickle, EB's mom, chimed in and had a conversation with her.
Okay, she's had a variety of different sort of experiences, but she is a virgin, and she has offered it up on Craigslist as a business opportunity. She wants to go to graduate school.
I heard about this yesterday.
Yes. And the bidding is up to $3.7 million. The guy has already put down like $1.8 million or whatever as a deposit, so it's a legitimate bid. She's got over 15,000 inquiries about this. This is something that probably is going to happen unless somebody offers her like $5 million to not do it. What is your take? What would your advice be, Mom, for Natalie? She seems like a very bright, intelligent
young
woman.
And you can speak to her directly.
Yeah, she's right there. Say hi to her, Mom.
Hi, Natalie.
They already did.
Hi.
Go ahead, Mom.
Well, I just don't know why you would want to do this, even though you need money to go to school. All of us need money. I had to borrow money to go to school. Actually, I'm sorry. I'm going to interject real quick. You know, the media picked up on that it was money to go to school. And obviously, I can get a student loan or a grant. I was asked when I first went into this, what are you going to do with the money? And I said, well, I'm approaching grad school. I'm going to parlay some of the money into grad school. And but then I went on to list numerous things. You know, I said how I want financial stability. I want a home. I want to buy my mother a home. I want to make some smart investments, open up my own business. You know, this isn't solely for school, obviously.
Right, Mom. It's a one-shot deal.
Let them speak.
I know. I just want to explain it to Mom. It's a one-shot deal, Mom. A business transaction.
She knows.
Yeah, well, your spirit, which is what lives forever, that is not a one-time thing. So I would think she should think about it a little bit more, Natalie.
Right.
I don't think it's worth any amount of money that somebody can give you, you know? That is what you want to give to the person that you plan to love the rest of your life.
That's not the way
it should be, and that's not the way that necessarily makes for a really long-lasting marriage.
Well, she's not going to marry the guy. She's going to take his money.
Let them have a conversation. We'll just listen.
I'm sorry. What did you say? I couldn't hear you. You were kind of...
No, it's me. I'm sorry. I said she's not going to marry the guy, Mom. This is just a one-shot deal. It's like it never happened.
So her husband is approving of this.
She's not married.
Natalie, you can talk to Mrs. B. Seriously, zippity-B. I want to hear them talk.
Natalie, you're not married, right?
Oh, no. I'm 22.
But someday you may want to get married?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Well, you know, you can give that virginity to your husband as part of your gift to the marriage. And maybe you'll find somebody who has that to give to you. That would be marvelous if you could.
You know, honestly, I just feel that's very socially constructed to wait until marriage. And, you know, and you seem like a lovely woman, but we obviously share very different religious and moral beliefs. And, you know, I definitely respect yours. And I don't feel like I'm compromising my morals. You know, hitmen, they make a lot of money, but I would never go around killing someone because obviously I have a strong moral dilemma with that.
Right.
You know, so this is something I feel very comfortable and confident with. And I'm not compromising my morals in any way, nor would I ever for all the money in the world.
Now, if you do get married someday and have children, would you think this would be a good thing for your child to do?
I'm thinking about having Megan hold out for this. Because that way you pay for the wedding.
It could, yeah.
Pay for college.
Hey, come on.
Mom, seriously, it's a viable alternative.
So that was one of the greatest moments in Mrs. Bickle's history, really trying to convince this lady, who's probably like 40 years old at this point.
I wonder if she ever did it.
I was going to say, I wonder if she ever collected
them. Man, we need to follow up.
I mean, your mom does make a compelling case, EB, that, like, do you really want to use... I understand doing it for money. You know, you need to use the money for whatever. But do you really want to lose your virginity to some sweaty 50-year-old who has a bunch of money lying around?
I don't know.
I would have done it. Instead of somebody that you actually care about.
I have to tell you.
I would have let some 55-year-old fatty bang me. As a virgin for $4 million.
Yeah. 100%. Well, Jason, I know that for $4 million, nothing's out of bounds with you.
Well, should it be?
Well, I don't know.
$4 million.
Put it this way. That's
life changing money.
I don't want to give away too much, but I've done some various searches online before. And if you ever search, if you ever type in blanks a fan, and then you see, you know, like, it'll be somebody blanks a fan for $5K or something,
okay,
right? Or a subscriber to their website. And the guys look like Valdez, but 20 years older.
Oh,
and it's the most disgusting thing you've ever seen. And the girls are like, they're like tens. And the guy is like a two.
Right.
But the girls do it because the guy's a subscriber. Well, you know, and she rewards a subscriber a month.
Yeah.
And look, we had this woman on, but it's not a unique thing. I just did a Google search, and girl sells her virginity for $2.6 million.
Yeah, it's
came
not
up
unique.
Just a couple years ago.
What? Right.
They want that hymen.
Right. Jason, you have. I'm assuming you still have some virginity you
That's
could
such
sell.
A gross word.
Jason, you want to sell?
I have a portion of it. Yeah.
Yeah, I bet there's a portion of your virginity you could sell.
Does anybody want to pony up? I don't care what they look like.
That's a great bit, dude.
Jason.
I think we would get so fired, but when we do the podcast, that's what we'll do to raise money.
Hey, we're pushing the envelope.
Yeah. We'll give up Jason's backside.
All right, that's our look back.
That's if it hasn't been explored before.
That's our
Never
look
know.
Back at one of the great moments in Junkies history, brought to you by PenFed Credit Union. PenFed's got great rates for those in uniform. And those who are not, apply today at PenFed.org. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed insured by NCUA.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.